Good afternoon, brethren. I'm hot, but I'm enjoying it. And good afternoon to all of you on the cybercast, wherever you may be. Thanks for joining in also. I had actually two topics for this sermonette, and I couldn't decide which one, so I sort of blended them together. So we'll see how this goes. The title is Finishing the Race with a Servant's Heart. And I did a little research on the human heart, and I found some fascinating things. According to the documentary, Nova had a documentary, and here's a quiz. How many times does the heart beat in a day, approximately? What would you guess? I know you have a thought in your mind. 100,000 times a day. So if you live 80 years, if you're blessed to live that long, your heart by itself, without you helping it, it just does it on its own, is going to beat 3.3 billion times. Also, what I learned about the heart, it was very interesting, is when you exercise, or let's say you're doing this, you can do it maybe 100 times, you start getting muscle fatigue. Your heart never, it's a muscle that never fatigues, just keeps pumping. And sometimes I'll lay in bed sometimes and I think, I'm breathing, but I'm not making myself breathe. I just breathe and my heart pumps and I don't make my heart pump. It's a miracle. So that's in a nutshell, a little bit about the heart. And then how I was going to tie that together is we're called to be servants. We're called to get to know each other, spend time with each other. We're all one family. And I remember back in the 70s, there was the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team. They hadn't won in a long time. And I think they won the World Series. I forget which year it was, but they had a song that everyone sang, and it was called We Are Family. And I feel the same about God's church. We're all a family. That's why I'm not even nervous up here. It's like I'm talking to my family in the living room on a Saturday afternoon. But what we need to really focus on, especially in this time, in the end days, when everyone's got their head in the box, everyone's about me. You have the iPhones, the me computer, the selfie. And I remember about a week ago, this guy was saying, I think he was a comedian, he was saying, the reason they call taking a picture of oneself a selfie is because narcissistic photo op was too long of a word. So it's like, I kind of agree with that. And Carmen and I were at the baseball game the other day, the Dodger game, and there was this couple next to us. And this gal, they were a cute little couple, and she just kept taking pictures of herself the whole game. I was trying to figure it out. And her husband goes, oh, yeah, she does that. But we're supposed to come out of the world. We're supposed to get our head out of the boxes, and we're supposed to be focused on serving our brethren and finishing this race that God's called us to run. And this race is a marathon. Actually, I think of it more of a triathlon than a marathon, because in a marathon, you just run one speed, you set a pace, and you go. But there are so many trials in life, and all of us, I don't care who it is in this room, either you're going through a trial or you know somebody close to you that's going through a trial. So we all need to be there. We need to focus on how we can serve each other and how we can finish that race. And what I'd like to do, well, I was going to bring up this too, just like with your heart being the spiritual functioning heart that we have also, to run that marathon, we have to be up on our Bible study, we have to be up on our prayer and our fasting. And this exercise that we're going to do has to do with the gifts of God that He's given us. serving others. We have people in this congregation that are prayer warriors. Others are writing card warriors. They write cards, and they're diligent about that. And everyone has their gifts, and we all need to focus on our gifts, get out of the way of ourselves, and focus on others. That's what we're called to do. And when we finish this race and Christ gives us a reward, he's not going to say, "You ran the race good, great, but what did you do along the way?" I'd like to turn to Philippians 2:4 for the first scripture. This is talking about concern for others. Philippians 2:4. Let's see here. This part's talking about being like Christ. "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ." So we're called. We're chosen people. We have a special purpose. It's a true blessing to be able to serve others. So if you ask yourself, how can I serve others? Just get yourself out of the picture and think about maybe someone has a need, like Herb Vieira. I heard from Ann Vieira. It was really touching. A couple weeks ago, a bunch of brethren, I'm not sure where they were from, L.A. or Eagle Rock, they all went up and saw Herb on a Saturday afternoon. And not only was he touched, she was touched. And I just, Carmen and I feel really bad. We haven't even gone up there, and she's telling me that. So I got his address, and that's one thing I need to work on. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed with our own trials to think of others, but we have to get out of the way of ourselves. We have to focus on others. Look what Paul went through, all the distractions and trials he had, and he still finished that race. And we might, invite someone to dinner that you don't know that well. Even spending 10 minutes, I've gotten to know Diana Cade a little bit just by spending the few minutes at Sabbath, and she's quite a hoot. I was really enjoying our friendship as it grows. So, brethren, in conclusion, let's all finish this race, and let's all do it with a servant's heart.